Right, Amelia, tell us what you've done so far in your experiment. Step one.
First, we got some normal water and in a glass, and we got some sugar.
No, first you took some water.
Oh, yeah, and then you tasted it to see.
No, just take step one, put some water in a glass. Yeah? Step two, you got an adult to taste it, yeah? And ask the adult what it tasted like.
And it tasted like water.
Okay. Step three.
Then we put some sugar in, a teaspoon of sugar in, and mixed it in.
Until
all of it's disappeared.
Okay.
Now Daddy's got to taste it.
Step four.
Step four, now Daddy's got to taste it.
Okay. Now it tastes like sweet water.
I'm not tasting it. We've done this before.
Okay.
And now...
So what's happened?
It's
the solid.
It's dissolved.
The solid's dissolved. What? The solid?
The sugar. The solid sugar dissolved. Into the water. Which is a liquid.
And now the sugar is turned into...
Now it's turned into water and it's...
No, it's not turned into water, it's turned into...
A liquid.
Okay. So what are we going to do next?
We're going to... we're going to evaporate it.
Evaporate what?
We're going to evaporate it. So
evaporate what?
The water, so that the water turns into steam.
Which
is a gas.
Yeah.
And that's evaporating. And the sugar will, the solid will be left over. As it will be back into a solid.
Okay. So we're going to take the glass of sugary water solution. Speak.
And pour it in.
In what?
Into the saucepan.
Into a saucepan, okay. Yeah, come on then. Okay.
And now we're going to heat it up to make it turn into...
Make what?
Make the water, the liquid, turn into steam. And
no, not the liquid, the water.
The water will turn into steam and evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
And will be left.
The funny pattern
that's turning. It's like little wiggly lines moving around. How long will it take to evaporate it?
Don't know. I'll have to watch, won't I?
There's a black tiny dots on the bottom.
Yeah, lots of little bubbles are appearing at the bottom.
That's light.
Look at all the bubbles at the bottom now. Yeah. And they're all dancing. And the bubbles are coming to the surface.
Ooh, that's a timer.
So what's happening to the bubbles?
Ooh, it's turning into steam now. It's getting really hot.
The bubbles
are floating
are coming
to the
surface and they're coming out as steam.
Ooh, it's hot. East, back. And it's turning in... to steam and evaporating and bubbling, and it's really hot. And really bubbly.
And if we look in the freezer,
we should have an ice cube now.
Is that an ice cube yet? No.
No. Oh my gosh. Shall we set it to like another half hour?
Nah.
Or 15 minutes?
Another half an hour, yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, water and sugar solution is still boiling.
Going to make an ice cube. Oh, it's really, really, really big bubbles now. Most of the bubbles have gone.
What, the ones off the bottom?
Yeah. Well, most of the bubbles from the bottom have gone. And it's really hot and bubbly, and it's. And if you can hear it, it's quite aggressive now.
Aggressive, huh?
It's sounding very. Poosh, poosh, poosh.
Yeah, I might turn the extractor a bit faster.
Go even more faster. 29 minutes and 10 seconds.
Can we stop talking about the ice cube? I mean, that's a bit of a distraction from the actual experiment you're doing.
Big bubbles. Some of them are disappearing up to the top. And some of tiny, they're all disappearing and floating up to the top to become steam now.
Mm-hmm.
Some tiny ones at the bottom. And now there's still a few at the bottom, and massive bubbles coming up, and then after like a split second they're splitting in half, the ones at the top. There are a few tiny bubbles at the bottom still. Some few left. Yeah, that's hot.
Yes, it's boiling hot in here.
And few eatsy weedsy teensy ones left.
Yeah, definitely less water than there was before.
Probably less than 20, but more than 15. 15 to 20, I don't know.
15 to 20 what?
There are probably 15 to 20 tiny bubbles at the bottom. There's still loads of steam. Oh yeah, it is way hot. And oh, that was a massive bubble dancing on top of the others. Then it disappeared. A few less.
I'm just going to fill up the sink with cold water.
Why?
Okay.
so that we can cool down the pan when it's finished.
It's... all the bubbles are nearly gone. And there, and what the bubbles that are coming to the top, the bigger ones are more... are getting even smaller.
Cool, I can see that. I can see dry bits now at the bottom of the pan.
Ooh, I think it's done. It smells a bit like pancakes and it smells like sugar, and that's good because we put sugar in the first place. So that is good. Smells a bit weird now. If you smell it directly from the top or very to the side, then it smells like very burnt.
Oh look,
it smells
going yellow.
Oh, bottom's going yellow and some of the bubbles are.
Da 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 da.
Should be quiet.
Right, now stay away from that. That's really hot. Okay, come away, you two. Watch.
Whoa, that was hot because it just made a massive thing, a big massive noise, and there was a few bottles on the saucepan because we just dumped it in cold water. So that, you can tell that was very hot. That smells very good. It smells like we've made caramel. We made a tiny weeny bit of caramel at school. Even though
how
it had sand in. We had like sand. It was, there were a few races to see how quickly we could separate things like paper clips and sand from each other using a magnet, and pasta and rice and things like that into their pots.
Oh, look what's happened to the caramel. Look.
It looks like it's been cracked.
It's cracking.
It looks like a window's cracked. The yellow.
Oh, you mean the yellow stained glass window that's cracked?
Yes. And then on one of them, we used fire and we used a tiny candle to heat up a bit of our dirty water with sand and things like that. And,
okay, are you talking about a different experiment now, Amelia? No, I didn't, actually. I just said it looks like it's turned into caramel. You started telling the story about caramel. Right, now, if we get a spoon...
It's hard. Should I switch that thing off?
Yeah, you can switch the extractor. So, at the bottom of the frying pan, we've now got something solid. What do you think that could be?
The sugar. It's all stuck together.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it out without damaging the saucepan.
Just crack it. It looks like it's been ice and it's been cracked, but it's still together. Oh, you just tasted it.
Yeah, because it's sugar.
We'll see. And...
But there you go, that's how it's turned back into...
You could use a hammer.
That's how it's turned back into...
A solid.
A solid, that's right.
And now my science homework is done, and I just have to write about it. Toodaboo. Not.